This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Good to be with you today. There was a man who was walking along by the ocean one day and he came across a sea cave in the side of the cliff. And inside the cave he found a large sack filled with little balls of clay, and they looked like they'd been rolled up and left out in the sun to dry. So he picked up the sack, dragged it along as he walked along the beach. And every once in a while he'd reach into the sack and pick up one of those balls and just throw it as far as he could out into the water. He didn't think anything of it. And as he walked along the beach, the sack was actually getting lighter and lighter. It was almost empty. When he accidentally dropped one of the balls, which hit a piece of coral, and this shattered. And when he looked inside, there, to his great surprise, was a diamond. So he cracked open another ball, and inside was a ruby. Then he found an emerald. And by the time he finished opening the other balls in the sack, he found that every single one of them had a precious jewel inside. Well, he looked in his hands and he was excited to see that he now had a handful of jewels. But he stopped and realized how many of the balls that he'd thrown away simply because he couldn't see what was inside. Now, I like that story because it's a bit like people that come into our lives. If we could only see them in the way that God sees them. If we could only see the precious jewel that's inside each person. And I think that's an important lesson for us each, because in God's eyes, all people are equal. No one's better than anyone else. It says actually in the Bible in James chapter 2 verse 1, if you have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, you won't treat some people better than others. So have a look in your own Bible if you have one. James 2 verse 1, if you have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, you won't treat some people better than others. Then it goes on to say, you will do all right if you obey the most important law of the scripture. It is the law that says that commands us to love others as much as we love ourselves. But if you treat some people better than others, you've done wrong, and the scripture teaches that you have sinned. That's verse 8 and 9. So I think there's a lesson. We need to be very careful here not to favour some people because of the colour of their skin or their background, because we are born equal. In God's eyes, we are each equal. God has no favourites. And I like the bumper sticker on the car that says, at the end of the day, only kindness matters. And I think that's very true. You read the Bible, read the Gospels, you'll see that Jesus always displayed an outstanding level of kindness and fairness towards others in a society that was very cruel, very sadistic, because Jesus loved and cared for all people, and he instructed his followers to be the same. And I think today we can ask this question, have I been kind and fair to others today? You can't say, well, look, I love Jesus, but I don't love people. Well, Mark Twain, he knew the power of kindness when he said that kindness is the language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. And that's really what God expects of us. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 13, that's a very well-known, a wonderful biblical statement. And I came across this paraphrase that says, I may have a brilliant mind, a wonderful personality, and a healthy body, but if I'm not kind to those around me, it does me no good. I could have a good income, a beautiful home, expensive car, but if I'm not kind and generous and sharing them, I don't make a difference in the world. I may have great success in my business or profession. I may have power and influence over people. But if I don't treat people with kindness, I'm a failure. Kindness is love in action. Kindness is the pebble in the pond whose ripples can change the world. Having the faith to move mountains is great. Having hope in bleak circumstances is wonderful. But deeds of loving kindness transform lives and last forever. I may have many wonderful qualities in my life, but without kindness, they are not enough. So it's true, isn't it? I mean, it says in Romans 2:11 that God does not have any favourites. So God looks on us equally. I think it's a good thing to learn. Well, Heavenly Father, your Son, Jesus, tells us to treat other people as we want to be treated. It sounds so simple, Lord, but we realise that we often fail to live up to this standard. We expect others to treat us like royalty, while we treat them as if they're less valuable or as if they're objects for us to use. Forgive us for being so callous, Lord. Help us not to treat people with contempt, because I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.